This is SNW Spotlight, brought to you by the new LSI. It's Thursday, April 19th, 2007. I'm Paul Lancor with PodTech.net. The PodTech team has had a busy week reporting from the Storage Networking World Conference in San Diego. You can hear the entire series of podcasts at snwspotlight.com. We spoke to many luminaries in the storage industry on an array of topics. Brett Weber, Harry Mason, and Tom Codette all weighed in on the rapid adoption of SaaS in the market. We heard from Levi Norman and Michael Willett about advances in and concerns about security. And we had a chance to hear futurist Thornton May speak his mind.
When you really get inside the head of senior executives, when you get the picture of storage in their mind, you go to the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. And they're putting this ark, this amazing thing of value, hiding it away, unbeknownst to everybody, because they don't understand the value.
I'm Michael Johnson. Looking back at this week, we got a glimpse at the big picture in storage networking from Computer World's Derek Hulitsky and Vincent Franceschini from SNEA, the Storage Networking Industry Association. We took a look at some practical applications of storage architecture with Microsoft's Claude Lorenzen, learned the lessons of video data delivery from Dan McLaughlin of SeaChange, and probed optimized switch technology with Varari's Jim O'Reilly. But perhaps most fascinating was exploring virtualization from QLogic's Sean Walsh on the basics to HP's Levi Norman on being chip agnostic to clearly defining the difference between server virtualization and storage virtualization with Emulex's Taufik Ma.
End users, as they taste some of the benefits of server virtualization, they're starting to shift their interest over to storage virtualization for the same virtues that they see on the server side, they see on the storage side.
I'm Catherine Girardeau. One of the highlights of the conference was our conversation with four Chinese journalists. Thanks to Jason Liang of LSI for translating. They gave us a broad perspective on growth and trends in the storage industry in China, where, according to Zhang Guangbin, editor-in-chief for storage systems with CNET Network's China Business Group,
this coming year will be key for SaaS adoption in the enterprise in China.
We also took a virtual trip to Vegas to find out what products being shown at NAB might shake up the storage universe. Sherry Zhu of SeaChange International extolled the virtues of her company's offering, the MediaLab 1G, which, among other things, is
built upon a LSI Mega Ray SAS controller. It scales up all the way to half a petabyte and a 9-node cluster.
We're talking features. And Marty Baldwin of SGI talked about their workgroup SAN, which is, in a nutshell,
the packaging of infrastructure in a rack.
That's a rack, as in the thing that holds hardware. To wrap up the conference, we took some time to chat with SNW attendees on the exhibit floor. Besides the swag, light-up pens and spinning tops and cup holders and T-shirts and portable fans like this one from Emulex I got for my son, I asked people to tell me the most important thing they'll take away from SNW.
Probably the biggest takeaway for me attending this conference is it's confirmed for me a lot of the things that we're doing that people are talking about but we're actually executing on relative to storage, disk virtualization, tape virtualization, replication, virtualization, all those kinds of things.
And I guess the most important thing I'm taking away from the conference is the ability to interact with all the vendors and learn about their new products that are coming out and how they might benefit us.
There was quite a few vendors I wanted to talk to, and I found some solutions to some of the problems that I've been looking for. And I was looking of ways to hook up some kind of tiered storage solution so that I can take data and migrate it from expensive disk to less expensive disk and maybe finally to tape and get it off my disk altogether.
It's probably more the breakout sessions and listening to those. I'm more into software originally, so now that I'm getting into hardware, some of the sessions have been really good on introducing me to just basics hardware.
The sessions were very insightful about the power consumption, how we need to basically be more conscious about the power that we're using in the storage. And we have already a lot of storage available to us. We're using like 30 to 20% of what's already in the data centers. So we should probably optimize what we have already rather than keep buying and buying and buying.
The best part of what I've taken out of the week was just the connections with other people.
That does it for this series of podcasts from Storage Networking World in San Diego. You can hear the entire series by going to snwspotlight.com. For the PodTech.net team, I'm Paul Lancour. Thanks for listening.